What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Shout Out to You show. You can hear this everywhere where you hear your podcast. I am your boy, Michael Patrick, a.k.a. Sneakerhead on the Budget, and we out here today to talk about the NBA playoffs. Now, remember when I told y'all a few weeks ago that the NBA playoffs have been more exciting than they ever been in a minute, and it just keeps getting better and better. Now, I'm so sorry for the Knicks fans out there. I was honestly rooting for you guys because I feel like the Knicks, it's about time y'all earned y'all due. Y'all been gone through it. And I felt like this year you guys are going to get further up, at least at Eastern Conference Finals, with injuries and all that stuff, whatever. Honestly, Ja Rule cursed y'all, man, when he put that championship trophy in his hand. Things ain't been the same since Ja Rule was over here feeling himself. Ja Rule always ruined some. Where's Ja?
Where is Ja?
Y'all better ask him some questions to figure out why he touched that trophy. But aside from that, congratulations to the Pacers. Oh my God, I lost my voice. Congratulations to the Pacers. Congratulations to the Celtics, the Mavs, and congrats to the Timberwolves. We are going to get a first-time champion. It's always exciting when we get that. It was cool when Joker got his, kind of solidified his legacy. We got another MVP. Another playoff exit. Shout out to him. Was that Shade? I don't know why that's Shade. I think Joker is definitely one of the top centers, the best center in the league right now. I know Joel Embiid fans and Sixer fans don't. I know. But Jokic is a killer. They just went through a tough team. Ant-Man is really, really that dude. And it's going to be really exciting to see. Okay, so you have. Okay, you got to think about it like this. And this is how I see it right now. You have two of the young bloods, where you have Ant Edwards and Haliburton, which is crazy, right? Because the Kings traded Haliburton, which was like, I guess to me, it wasn't a good move. Haliburton wanted to be there, so I didn't understand why you got rid of him. But he's killing over there, so it was a good move for them. So you got to think about this, Indiana. Haliburton and Ant Edwards are pretty much the new blood. Those youngins I was telling you who were taking over this league, they're essentially cooking. Like they can submit their legacy so early in their careers. It'd be huge for Ant because I believe like Haliburton is a great player, but just I feel like Anthony Edwards is the new face of the league. And with that being said, if he wins the NBA Finals, if he wins the championship, he is cementing his legacy. He's cementing that. And so that would be so dope to see. But then you also have the other side of the coin where you have Luka and you have Jason Tatum, who we've been trying to see if they would take this from LeBron for the last few years of being the face of the league. Now, Luka and Jason Tatum are killers, so don't get that twisted. But Jason Tatum has been very close and missed it against that Warriors team and then got super close and then some always falls through in the Eastern Conference Finals. So the Celtics have to. It's not even like, oh, they'll be better next year. No, you have to. You've gotten close too many times to not win at all. Like, you have to this year. Absolutely. You have to win a championship. And then you have Luka, who has been doing his thing for the past few years. And so those are the two dogs in the fight that are still fairly young. They're not old by any means, but they've been in the league for a minute. And it's time to see, who's going to take this crown? Is it going to be these young dudes? Or is it going to be the guys who've been out here and we've been calling them the face or asking who's going to take over the league? This is interesting. This is really going to be fun. My predictions for this, I feel like Indiana is hungry, and usually when you get a team that, in my perspective, when you get a team that's won, I've gone through like a 7-game series and they're going into another series, they're still hot. They're still reaming. Now, a lot of people say there's a tired factor, and that's absolutely could be the case. The Celtics have time to rest, so they could come in and just completely tear them up. But I also know that some teams that come off game sevens are coming in with an edge. They haven't had a rest, so they still have to have that killer mentality, because you needed that killer mentality to win that game seven. So a lot of time they come and shock you or punch you in the mouth in game one because the other team isn't ready. So it could be a really interesting matchup. I got the Celtics going over in probably six. I just feel like this Celtics team is built different, and it's built to win now. And so without the Warriors or LeBron or anybody in the way, like, the floor is yours. Like, the floor is yours. I got the Celtics in six. Now, the Western Conference Finals, I want to say that might go to seven. That's hard because I want Ant-Man to get one. I don't know Anthony Edwards. This just feels like his year. It just feels like his year. But I also don't want to discount Luka because Luka cold. So it can go either way. I'm gonna just say maybe Timberwolves in seven. And we got Timberwolves Celtics. That doesn't look like the sexiest line NBA Finals to some people. It looks really good to me. You get to see if Jason Tatum can really take that crown. They've been saying Jason Tatum don't have that killer instinct. This is his time to prove that he got it. And Edwards definitely has that killer instinct. And this is his time to prove that he's not waiting for nobody to give him the crown. He about to take it. This is definitely a great move for the Pacers, because the Pacers are a great team. And they definitely have proven their worth. They beat all the top seeds. Took out the third seed. Now, I know there's some injury stuff there, but that's still a W. Took the Knicks out. Also some injuries there and some other things. That's still a W. Now, let's not sit there and say the Knicks couldn't win that series. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm really excited to see this. It's been really dope to keep up with these playoffs. And now knowing that we're going to like crown like a brand new champion makes it really more exciting. And it's great for the game too. It's really great for the game to see some new faces get chances to get some rings on them, get some jewelry on it, because we've been waiting for this for years. I know a lot of you guys were sick of LeBron or the Warriors getting a shot at the titles. Greatness is greatness. What can you do about that? When Jordan had his tear, people were sick of seeing Jordan up there. Same thing for the Lakers, same thing for the Celtics, same thing for Miami in those days. Same thing for Kobe and Shaq in those days. Like, people got sick of seeing the same folks. But we're getting this variety now that is actually really dope. Like, it's super cool to see the Nuggets win last year. The NBA playoffs are finally back to where they need to be. Exciting. Again, I talked about how I think the play-in has done wonders for the league. And it's going to be really dope. It's going to be really, really dope, and I'm super excited for it. So let's see what happens. I do want to talk one thing about the WNBA, and this, I'll keep it real quick. This episode is going to be fairly short. Fairly short. I do want to say Caitlin Clark, she is going to be fine. I get the animosity towards her because they handed her the crown in college, and a lot of people didn't like that. So a lot of people want her to get cooked in the league, in the W. Now, do I agree? Be some grown woman, they're not going to let her walk into the league and just have her way? Absolutely. But do I also know that this is sports and not everybody's going to come in a killer when I first start? I mean, she still scored, and she hasn't had the best shooting. I think her last game, she had her most efficient shooting game. But you got to remember this, like, she will get there, right? She will get there and she will become the player that she needs to be. maybe she's a Hall of Famer. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's just an all-star. We'll see. But, like, let this girl be. Yeah, she's going to have growing pains. She just got into the league. And, yes, people are going to overly defend her and give her a hard time because of who she is and where she's coming in this league. But we can't not this. She has eyes on the league. She has revenue coming up to the league. Like, I was looking at courtside tickets just to see a game randomly with my wife. And at the time, it was like $92, 80 to $92 for courtside seats. Not that expensive, or at least sitting a little bit behind. It wasn't that expensive. Now tickets to see, and I'm just like looking at random dates, and it just so happened that she's coming to town, or Angel Reese is coming to town. I'm $500 to $1,000. You weren't getting that before. And I'm not saying that the league wasn't talented. The league is very talented. But she's got eyes on the product. And I don't say coddle her, because I know a lot of people are like, well, stop giving her quick fouls and stuff like that. Nah, she got to learn how to play. She got to learn how to play in the W. Like, 100%. You don't give nobody no easy points out here. But when it comes down to it, she's bringing much needed attention to the W. We have to, this group of college athletes that made the women's tournament more interesting than the males tournament, we're going to have to let that nurture and grow and stop trying to tear it down before it can get started. That's the problem, because when you have somebody as talented as her and some others that are very, very talented, Angel Reese is highly talented, there's some other league players who came into the league from the tournament in that new draft that are highly talented. We have to let them cook. We have to let them do their thing. Some of them are going to start off hot. Some of them aren't. And that's okay. Same thing happens in the NBA, where there's people who are highly touted and they don't start off too hot. And it takes them a minute to get there, or it takes them a few games to get there. They'll be all right, but she's bringing much attention to the league that I believe is still good. That's more revenue. The more sellouts, like, you know how many arenas are now booking bigger arenas to accommodate to this newer crowd? That's more money. That's more money to you, to the teams. Like, I understand a lot of people want her to fail, but she's doing something by bringing this attention there. And I'm not trying to say, like, she's going to be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But if you can use her for something that she can bring to everybody, that's that money. And money talks. Money talks. Some people might think that's a terrible take. I don't see it that way. I just see it as, I think the W is very, very talented. I think women's basketball is very, like, very, very interesting, very, very fun to watch. But I also want to know, and I also want to just let you guys hear that, let's stop trying to cook this person who we could definitely benefit from. She's going to do her thing. She scored 20 points, I believe, twice out of her three games. She's going to be fine, right? She's going to be fine. There's a reason why the Fever got the first pick in the draft, because they weren't very good last year. And so just because she's on the team doesn't mean they're still not going to be not very good, you know? A lot of teams get the first pick in the draft. That doesn't instantly mean they're contenders. So they're going to have some growing pains. They're going to have those moments where they don't look like it's going right. And she gets like 10 turnovers. And she's struggling because they're double teaming her. I've even seen in the first game I watched, I didn't really see any dedicated screens to get her open. I seen a lot of people pass her the ball and then get to a spot where they wanted their shot. That's stuff that's going to have to be fixed. You're going to have to screen for her, that she gets her shots in the open. She hits those threes. You have to get those screens for her. And when they close down, then you get your shot. Like, we got to worry about getting this player open before we get our shot. I seen people just give her the ball, run to a spot, and just ask for the ball back. Like, nah, fam, we gotta teamwork this joint. But I get it. I get it. People want to humble her and all this stuff. I totally get it. But I'm hoping you can see both sides of the coins from my take and not make it. I'm not trying to choose a side, but I'm also not trying to divide anything. I just want you guys to see there's revenue in her popularity. That's definitely something you can't say is not a given. And she will get there when it comes down to the talent. Yes, I believe the WNBA is very, very talented, and they're gonna get on her in the beginning, as you should. You don't want her to cook you just so they can get revenue, but just know she's going to get better. And just the movement of getting bigger crowds and bigger arenas so they can keep doing that is just a plus. It's 100% a plus, and I'm here for it. And the last thing I'm going to say, because, again, I don't want these to go too long, right? Unless we got some really good topics. But it's just me, so I don't need to talk 45 minutes. Like, come on, let's be honest. This is straight sneakers and shit talking moments. I just want to throw one bit of wrestling in there. One bit of wrestling, and I'm going to go to bed. It's late. While I'm recording this right now, I have no clue. I need to go to bed. I got to work tomorrow. For the Bloodline stuff that's happening, and I know some people might already be on this, but I truly think that when Roman Reigns lost, because you got to take it from this. They won with The Rock getting that pin on WrestleMania night one, right? The Rock got the pin. So when Roman took the L, to me, what happened was The Rock disappointed in Roman's loss. He's going to assume head of the table because of the victory that he had. And they're going to blame Roman for the family's defeat because he didn't hold his end of the bargain when they did their thing. Now, I'm be honest with you. Bloodline rules match in general for the ideal of it didn't really work out the best. I didn't see them as timekeeper and stuff. That would have been dope. They didn't do that. But when it comes down to the storyline, I think it's going to end up in like War Games. Like it has to. It has to be like a War Games type thing where it's Roman, the Usos, and whoever versus The Rock, Solo, you know, Tonga, and I don't hate on me. I don't remember everybody's name like that. But I think that's what the game plan is going to be. And it's going to be The Rock upset that Roman took that L after he won that one match. And they knocked Jimmy out. And so I think that's how they're going to do it. But before they do that, I don't know if they have any plans for Jey Uso to win a singles title. But can you do that for my boy? Because my boy deserves a singles title run. You gave him another tag team run, which is fine. But Jey Uso is like you're one of your top baby faces right now, crazily. Main Event Jey Uso is killing it. I think he needs a singles championship. You know, he had that match for the World Heavyweight Championship, which you just gave. Why am I trying to blank? See what I mean when I'm so exhausted. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Let us get that boy the World Heavyweight Championship. And so we knew Jay wasn't going to win. So I just, and he even said in his promo, this is another person to feed to the machine, which, yeah, you did. You fed your biggest baby face to what is his name? Damian Priest. You just fed him to Damian Priest for no reason. I see a babyface turn along the way for that. There's a bunch of other things. I'm interested to see what's going on with the White Six. There's a lot going on, y'all. There's a lot going on in wrestling, sports, all that stuff. Life. 100% F Diddy. We on that. We 100% on that. 100% on that. Diddy crazy. We not rocking with that, bro. But That's the end of this episode. A shout out to you. I got a big episode for you guys coming up really, really soon. I just want to come up and talk some random late night nonsense, fam, because I got to go to sleep. Again, I got work. But there's new videos up. Like I told you guys on the YouTube, there's new videos up for thrifting. There's new videos up for the last Shout Out to You episode. It's going to be another live cop coming up this weekend for the Travis Canaries. It's a decent shoe. Ugly, but decent shoe. So we got that coming up and a bunch of other things. So don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Check me out on Twitter, DarrellMightyPZ. Check me out on Instagram at Sneakerhead on a Budget. I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Appreciate y'all for listening to this random ass episode of me just talking about random stuff that just came to mind. And I'll see you next time. Peace.